you can leave the radio on too. It's Radio Life and Style coming to you on a wonderful Wednesday morning. You're catching the tail end of the morning show with Mike in the Morning and Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law from Kloppers Inc., is in the house with a cup of coffee and an informed opinion. How are you doing, Gavin? Oh, hang on a second. If I had you on your microphone switched on.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. No, all good, Mike. Yeah, I'm enjoying the cooler weather again, obviously, after all that heat.
Well, hey.
And
I believe you were recently working up a bit of a sweat, though, on a big enduro ride. I've seen footage.
Oh, yeah.
You documented this thing in stunning high definition. What was the story?
Yeah, what we do is on a couple of times a year, we just do like a one-nighter to somewhere in the province. And we picked Zingela on the banks of the Tugela, just outside the little town of Wienen, or Wienen, as some people some people call it. And the idea basically is we try and get onto all the back dirt roads. So we kicked off here, went out the back through Glendale, through the Glendale Valley. And then just we basically, as the crow flies, straight through all the back country. You know, we didn't do, the first town we went through was Muiden, if you've ever heard of Muiden.
I have now.
I think there are more houses in my street that I live in than there are in the entire Muiden. And it's a very short street. So it's just to see this province in all its magnificence. You know, you cross these massive rivers and they're all up now because of all the rain.
Yeah.
And you go through, you know, you go through this rural landscape with people herding cattle in the morning and making their breakfast fires. And, you know, by the time we were at Muiden by about lunchtime and stopped for some shisa and yama and a cold beer at Uncle Buck's there, which is basically a tavern.
Uncle Buck's.
and then once you drop into that Tugela Valley and you go up along the Tugela, it's really, really spectacularly pretty. We didn't stop there this time, but there's hot springs that come out of the middle of the Tugela called Shushu.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if ever, you know, if any buddy in Belito ever wants to take a drive there, it's not that far. And,
wow.
And you go and experience, you wade into the river and suddenly it's sort of bath water and then really hot bath water, the sort of bath water your wife would slide into, you know.
That's amazing.
It's just a reminder that we really, really live in probably quite easily the most beautiful of the original four provinces that we used to have. So
amazing.
And everything's cool and the people are cool, and you know, just to see that sort of rural life, the old KwaZulu and people getting along with getting on with things. It is really, really, really pretty.
That's so cool to hear.
You've got those big contrasts. You know, you go through sort of what is tribal area, and then suddenly you'll go through what is like a very organized farming area. You know, where everything's neat and tidy again, and squared off, and and then you back into chaos. You know, it's really interesting, and it's a fun day on the motorcycle.
Hey, well, you did a really good job of documenting it in, as I say, in stunning high definition. You had GoPro mounted on the helmet, but I see you've also been testing out a new drone.
I bought one of those DJI mini drones.
Aren't they amazing?
It's just staggering. I mean, when you look at the quality of the footage it captures, I put it on my big TV thinking it'll be quite grainy, and it's such exquisite detail. There's a shot there from the drone, and you can see a sort of some rondavels in a yard in the back, and then something runs across it. And when I looked at it on my iPad, I thought, oh, there goes a dog. And when on the telly, I could clearly see it was a chicken from you know, maybe 400 or 500 meters away. So it was very, it's really impressive. We live in a technological age that staggers belief. I always wonder about human beings. You know, we're capable of such great invention, and but also of some really base behavior. You know, so it's obviously sometimes hard to see it's the same species. You know.
Well, hey, it's I think just good to get out and get a perspective on the land that we live in, and the fact that you have an adventure like that, far away.
It's really worth it. I mean, it's probably even worth taking a car and you know, taking the drive along all the back roads and the dirt roads and through the villages. And there's an entire province here that most people are quite unaware of. So it's worthwhile, and it's also a very good reminder wherever we stop or for a beer, or when we start for Shisa and Yamo, you stop at the side of the road and speak to curious people. You know, what are you guys doing here? How big are the bikes, and how fast can they go? And the usual, and you field all those questions. But it's a real reminder that on the ground, South Africans all get along fine. The only place we don't get along is in Parliament.
Hey.
You know, and shame on the politicians, because they like to sow division. But on the ground, South Africans really get along well. We understand each other. I mean, we've all rubbed along for our entire lives together. And it's a great country from that perspective. If we can leave politics out of things and government out of things, everybody would be a whole lot better off.
I like that perspective. I second that notion. And that kind of perspective, we need reminding of from time to time. It's very easy to get bogged down in, particularly if you're in a sort of a filter bubble, you know, where you've followed a particular line of discourse on social media, and then you start to get fed more of that stuff, and suddenly you can get taken down a dark spiral.
Yeah, just negativity. Walk out the door and meet somebody, and you'll be fine. You know, I must say, I have a full credit to my wife Debbie, who removed. She suggested that I remove social media from my telephone, and it's made an enormous difference to my productivity, my state of mind, and it's all very good. So now I'll still go on the Facebook on occasion, and you know, in the evening when I get home, and grab my iPad for that. But it's good not to have it at hand. We're just too compulsive as people. You know, it draws your attention and your energy when you should actually just be getting things done.
The Debbie digital detox.
Yes, well done, Deb.
This is a good one for 2026. And hey, listen, while we are talking about where the year is heading, we're already now basically at the end of March. Holy moly, how
it's
did that
extraordinary.
Happen?
Extraordinary. Every year goes quicker.
But looking at what's on the cards, looks like with the current state of things internationally, the Monetary Policy Committee is set to have a get-together this week, and it looks like the rates cuts probably not going to be a reality for now, in light of everything that's happening.
The mentality around interest rates is quite simply that, it's probably the only tool. It's a bit of a sledgehammer approach to the problem, but it's the only tool that government is really politically prepared to use to curb inflation. Of course, they could curb their own spending, which would help a lot to curb inflation, but you've never heard of a government doing that. So what they do is they punish us by pushing up interest rates and making money more expensive to borrow. And so there's less money in circulation, chasing the same amount of goods, and the pricing sort of stabilizes. So it's inevitable that we're going to have fuel hikes, and that inevitably is going to chase up prices. And of course, inflation is no good for anyone. So the government will be disinclined to cutting rates, and probably more inclined to considering later in the year pushing them out again or pushing them up again. So, but I think there's a lot of hullabaloo at the moment over this Middle Eastern situation, but it has the serious potential of creating a lasting peace there and stabilizing everything. And a stable Middle East means that people can plan in the long term with stability in mind. And I think the benefits of this are going to be great. And I don't believe that the war can be that protracted. It's very asymmetric. Although, we as South Africans had one of the big asymmetric wars when the Boers fought the Brits, and that went on quite a bit longer than anybody thought it would. You had these hard-bitten farmers keeping the biggest military nation on the planet at the time at bay. And you never can tell with war. But I don't expect that this war can really, really drag on much longer. I think Trump's allowed to, as a president, do war without going to Congress for 60 days. And I bet you if you keep an eye on that, you'll see that the pressure's going to be on for them to really make a big push to end this within 60 days. So.
Hey, tick, tick, tick. We'll keep an eye on that clock.
Yeah. Change is happening everywhere. Change is happening in this country, and change always comes when there's a general malaise and people are dissatisfied with what they're getting for their tax rands or their tax dollars. And generally, when you have that perception that life could be a lot better than it really is, and I think we all feel that way, And that's going to spur change in this country. We've got, you know, our municipal elections probably going to be in November. And, you know, that's when we're all going to have a chance to go, guys, not good enough. You know, we need change. So let's see. I'm very excited. It's a wonderful time to be alive. I think the world, everything's shifting again, and it's very interesting.
I like your general state of optimism and excitement, Gavin. It's kind of infectious. So
yeah, at least we don't stagnate into, like, you know, like in this country, we could easily stagnate into just accepting the corrupt incompetence that has been our government. But people aren't accepting it anymore, and that's got to change. And the people who are going to step up and fill those shoes will be people that will be more accountable this time around, because people are less naive this time around.
You see, and you're getting the picture. You're getting the informed opinion from my Wednesday, my regular Wednesday coffee companion, Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law. You will find him most days of the week in his office at Kloppers Inc. down in the Lower Belito Village. And if you're looking for a really sharp legal mind and a man who knows his way through the legalese, the South African legal system, and can help you whether you're looking for some conveyancing, you're on a property transaction, or for advice on the best place to go for an enduro bike ride.
Yes, do that.
Oh, Gavin, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch?
Well, probably just better to go down to the office. I don't know if anybody's got a pen at hand or whether reciting phone numbers is any good. But we also obviously have a website, like all businesses, and you can look for Kloppers Inc. and you'll find Kloppers Belito there. We're in Richards Bay, in Pangeni, Belito. We're in Durban and in Cape Town.
But we have a bit of a bias towards the Belito office.
Yes, hopefully. Wonderful.
Gavin, thanks for a Wednesday catch-up, man.
Yeah, great to speak to you, Mike.
I'll be sharing your drone footage on our social medias very shortly.
Excellent.
And catch up next week, man.
Okay, Michael.